This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Water Board passes emergency drought regulation. AI liability stalls adoption. And ag groups petition on H-2A wages. Do emergency drought rules apply in wet years? The State Water Board has approved an emergency drought regulation to protect the Clear Lake Hitch, a member of the Minnow family of fish. But Michael Miller, a government relations director at the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, pointed out the regulation is based on an order the governor issued at the height of the drought last year and called it unlawful to apply in a wet year. He called for the board to instead support ongoing voluntary actions that growers have implemented to provide more data on the hitch and the amount of water available to them. We believe that because of climate change, at some point in time, we will again be in drought, said Miller, but that inevitability cannot be the basis for an emergency regulation. Board Chair Joaquin Esquivel countered that the drought is continuing to impact the species. The fish began the year with their population at a record low. Study: Food companies fear AI liabilities. Researchers at UC Davis and Cornell University have polled food industry stakeholders for their thoughts on emerging technologies in artificial intelligence. They found that many are afraid of the liability risks and expenses discouraging adoption. One example they cited is when an AI system detects a small potential for pathogens in food. The researchers suggest lawmakers and agencies establish a grace period for companies to explore the benefits and risk without being held accountable. They reasoned it would encourage more companies to opt in and try out the technology. China roadmap admits ag vulnerability. Farm groups are pouring through the recommendations of a special House committee that's proposing to raise tariffs on China. The committee stopped short of recommending the U.S. revoke China's trade status, but instead call for moving China to a, quote, a new tariff column that restores U.S. economic leverage. The report also says America should prepare for trade retaliation against U.S. ag exports by finding alternative markets and offering financial assistance to farmers. A member of the House China Committee is GOP Representative Darren LaHood. He stressed to AgriPulse that the report does not call for ending permanent normal trade relations with China. LaHood said, quote, this is an aspirational document. It does not have legislative authority. He said the China panel would work with the Ways and Means Committee, quote, to appropriately find that balance of holding China accountable, recognizing that they have not been compliant with the rules and standards that every other industrialized country in the world has been, but also realizing that they're a market that we need to continue to sell to. LaHood is a member of the Ways and Means Subcommittee that handles trade policy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Ag employers petition Labor Department to change AEWR methodology. Ag employers are petitioning the Labor Department to change the way it calculates farm worker wages. Michael Marsh, president and CEO of the National Council of Agricultural Employers, says the department is misusing data from the Farm Labor Survey and non-agricultural occupations to determine minimum mandatory wage rates for the H-2A program. NCAE says, quote, the impact of these runaway wages has real palatable effects on American agriculture and the American people. Today, more than 60% of the fresh fruit consumed in the U.S. and greater than 40% of the fresh vegetables consumed are produced by America's competitors. U.S. farm and ranch families are at a tipping point in sustaining their legacy family farming and ranching operations, says NCAE. Interest rate volatility, a top concern for ag lenders. Interest rate volatility remained the top perceived concern facing ag lending institutions in 2023. That according to the latest 2023 Agricultural Lender Survey, released jointly by the American Bankers Association and the Federal Agricultural Mortgage Corporation, we know as Farmer Mac. Tyler Mondre, Senior Director of Research at ABA, says rising interest rates bring higher stress for borrowers. Lender competition and credit quality were the second and third biggest concerns, respectively. Top concerns for ag producers and liquidity, followed by farm income levels and inflationary pressures from rising input costs. Ag lenders expect more than three-fourths of their borrowers to be profitable for 2023, and that number to be at two-thirds remaining profitable through 2024. Lenders expect farm income compression over the next 12 months, with 70% projecting a decline in farm profitability. Grocery inflation eases, prices up 1.7% in the past year. Supermarket prices rose just 0.1% in November as lower costs for beef, pork, and poultry offset higher prices for fruits, vegetables, cereals, and bakery products, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported yesterday. Year over year, inflation continues to slow. The cost of eating at home has risen 1.7% over the past 12 months, that according to the Consumer Price Index for November. Grocery prices rose 3% in October and 0.1% in September. That 1.7% inflation rate for groceries since November 22nd is the lowest 12-month increase since June 2021, according to the White House Council of Economic Advisors. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. We have all learned that our unpredictable weather patterns are likely to continue, and it's critical that we make adjustments immediately. That's Mike Wade, Executive Director for the California Farm Water Coalition, in testimony to the State Water Board on the flexibility embedded within a set of voluntary agreements for the board's Bay Delta plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.